Welcome back, 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I assume the president and the kids are out on the South Lawn making a snowman as we speak, or maybe not?
I think so. The president doesn't have anything else to do today. one of the few meetings on his schedule. He was supposed to be meeting today with an election commission that he had appointed last year after the 2012 election. And you remember the long lines for voters in a lot of places. And he had asked his panel to look into it, and he was supposed to meet with them today, and they got snowed out. So.
Huh. All right, and I believe that was also on Biden's calendar, so...
Correct.
Sounds like the two of them could have the afternoon off. All right. I saw your story posted just a short while ago about the president meeting with the Pope. They're going to have a little get-together in, what, March?
Yes, right, in March. This was long rumored, and the White House finally announced this morning that the president, who will be on a trip to Europe in late March, a four-day trip that includes a NATO meeting and a summit with the European Union. He's going to also travel to Italy, to Vatican City, and have his first face-to-face meeting with Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm. Indications are that he really kind of likes this Pope. He talks about him from time to time, too.
He does, and he says he's an admirer, and the White House even said in their statement this morning that the president intends to speak with the Pope about their mutual fight against poverty and growing inequality. Never missing a chance to work in his economic injustice themes, no matter where he goes or what he does.
Yeah, and he'd probably try to convince the Pope to go pro-choice. Oh, no, probably not. Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, okay. All right, the president spent his Martin Luther King Day yesterday with the family at the, the Central Mission or something, some kind of the food bank?
Right, it's a D.C. kitchen. It's a kitchen that supplies... food to many different shelters around the region, and the president was there with the first lady and their daughters, and they were making burritos in an assembly line situation.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, one of the reporters asked the president, what are you putting in those burritos? And he seemed kind of confused, and he said, I'm not sure if it's ground beef or lamb. I don't know. I've never had a lamb burrito, have you?
But, no, I haven't.
Finally, the president decided it was indeed ground beef, and that was part of their service to the community yesterday.
Yeah, this president probably has burritos that consist of arugula and lamb.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. Kind of living on a different wavelength. All right, and was Valerie Jarrett there, too? Is that what I heard?
Yes, she was with them, correct.
Wow. Is she running for something?
No, I think, she wanted to obviously participate in a service day event, and many members of the cabinet, and Valerie Jarrett, of course, is the president's senior advisor, many members of the cabinet went out and did things in the community yesterday for Martin Luther King Day, so I think she was just, taking part with the family on that.
Yeah. Joe Biden, he got together with Al Sharpton at the the National Action Network gathering yesterday, and he used the occasion to slam state voter ID laws. Way to go, Joe!
Right, he was. They have an annual breakfast meeting, and he was the guest speaker at that event. And he went on about how I never thought we'd be fighting the fight for voting rights again, but here we are. And he was. Very critical of voter ID laws in many different states. I thought it was interesting that he didn't. He's originally from Pennsylvania, of course, and he didn't mention Pennsylvania having one of those voter ID laws that was just struck down by a judge last week. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty much red meat for the base, the Democratic base, on King Day about how we need to fight for social justice, and it all starts at the ballot box. That was the point the vice president was making,
and therefore
we cannot tolerate these. Voter ID laws, which might, in his view, keep some minorities from voting at the poll.
Yeah. Did he give several examples of voters being denied their rights by the nasty Republicans, or what?
Funny, he did not.
Huh. Interesting. But he did talk about income inequality, right?
Yes, of course. just social injustice and the need for better education in schools and for minority kids and just a broad range of rights kind of issues.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the minimum wage, because that's also on the laundry list this year for the Democrats.
He did, and he talked about income. You know how they're trying to. The administration is trying to close the gap between income and disparity between men and women. And he talked about the minimum wage, which obviously the president is going to be mentioning in his State of the Union address next week, as he did in his State of the Union address last year, and nothing has really happened on it since then. But in this midterm election year, the president is going to be making a concerted push to try to get that done, or at least to remind voters in this election year that, in his view, Republicans are the ones who don't want to raise the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see where Mike Lee is set to deliver the Tea Party response to Obama's State of the Union address, but he is not really the official Republican response, if I understand correctly, right?
I think that's right, and I have not seen yet who the Republican Party is putting up as the...
Yeah, if I understand correctly, as of this morning, they still hadn't made up their mind yet. So,
okay.
Who knows? All right, one other thing on Biden before I let you run. Did he comment on Robert Gates' book description of him?
You know, he did not. Interesting. And I had attended an interview with Robert Gates late last week that was a Christian Science Monitor host at a breakfast, and he was obviously promoting his book. And he wasn't really asked about it there either. It was more about Afghanistan timetable and getting out of Iraq and that sort of thing. But, he Biden really, got trashed in that book. And Gates, the former defense secretary, said that the vice president has been wrong on almost every major foreign policy issue of the last 40 years. And I thought it was interesting, too, that Biden did not vote at all for when Gates was the head of confirmation back in 2006 when former President Bush nominated him for defense secretary.
So wow.
I wonder if the bad blood goes back quite a long way.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the first I've heard that. Huh. All right, so the president has the afternoon off, we can assume, and so does Joe Biden. I imagine we'll get together, maybe play some cards. What about the rest of the week?
I think sledding tomorrow, and I don't know. They're meeting. The president is meeting tomorrow with a council on girls and women, and then he just has a pretty quiet week the rest of the week. Just meetings at the White House, no trips outside the district. So it looks like he's going to lay kind of low this week.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he's finishing his speech for the State of the Union on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, and of course we all look forward to that. Dave, enjoy the snow, and thanks for joining me this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 1252, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.